Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining. This is Marianne Vanilla. And this is actually my first podcast on this platform. So I'm really looking forward to feedback and engaging with everybody and hearing what kinds of topics you'd like me to talk about. Now, a lot of the things that I do work in are related to B2B engagement, remote relationship management. A lot of people are familiar with my company, the Vanilla Group, and we've been around for almost two decades. We do a lot of work in sales development and enterprise tech environments. And we work with a lot of large companies like HP as a client, but also we work with mid-sized organizations that have enterprise platforms. So they have that enterprise sales cycle, complex engagement, all the characteristics of their selling landscape is the same as any large provider. So we're doing sales development and actually pre-sales for those because we manage the sales cycles all the way until they've developed enough to go to the team. And in some cases, that's well over 12 months. And the thing that we implement in doing that is how organizations can make improvements in their pipeline management, in their relationship management. Now, I created the Telesales 2.0 methodology to help organizations to implement this and actually leverage the systems that they have and what's available in the public domain and how to optimize workflow. Because one of the things I see over and over again are these two areas that come up on sales teams. Number one is engagement. And that's initial engagement or re-engagement, and then managing that relationship remotely. And what I mean by that is there's plenty of clients in organizations now that you don't meet face-to-face frequently or even not at all. So there's these long periods of time that you don't see them or you never see them, and how to manage those relationships effectively so that you don't lose the business. Because a lot of people are very in-person oriented, that includes salespeople, and so they have a really hard time transitioning that in-person interaction to a remote interaction, which is actually much different as far as what you need to do. So I'm going to do some short broadcasts at least once a week to help people see how to engineer a better workflow. And you know, if you look at my LinkedIn profile, you'll see a lot of articles on this topic. And one in particular was titled, "How Many Leads Crash and Burn on the Front Lines?" And one of the things I talked about is how companies invest so much in identifying people that have requirements, that have interest in talking with them or even agreed to talk with them. And then it goes out to the sales team and it just crashes and burns. And really, that's because often when it goes out to a sales team, let's say it goes to 10 different sales reps, that is 10 different decisions that are being made on how to handle that prospect. So there's a lot of control and process and workflow in identifying the prospects and developing them and what they're seeing and what the calls to action are. But then it goes to the sales team and it's all independent decisions. And that's why you have situations like, you know, Tom engages with everybody, but Steve doesn't hardly engage with anybody. And you don't really know what's happening under the covers that is causing that. So, you know, one thing I've seen in recent years is companies are buying more software to fix the problem. And honestly, I can't even keep up with all the platforms that are out there for sales enablement. You know, the thing I look at is how much time is it taking for the rep to actually use this? You know, I look at, can they get to the information they need within three or four clicks? Because that's what's important. I know, you know, 15 plus years ago when Salesforce automation first was getting popular and it was really designed for the sales team, it had less complexity, but it's really turned into marketing owning that effort now with the CRM. And there's a lot of great useful features for marketing and they can leverage that to engage with prospects. But the problem is you need sales reps to populate the systems, which they're very resistant to doing. So I'll talk a little bit more about how you can design workflow. I'm going to have an editorial calendar that I'll tweet it so that you know kind of what topics are coming up. And I wanted to introduce you to a couple of platforms. So first, there's Balto Software, which is a really cool platform for SDRs that is intelligent in that it's analyzing conversations and prompting people to ask the right things. So it's real time. It's a great platform. Also a platform called Squiro, Squirro, which is one of the best visual BI platforms that I know about. So take a look at them. So thanks for listening, and I will look forward to next time.